Hi, my name's Corbin.
Hi, my name's Ander.
And my name's Vince.
And we're going to be discussing controversial foods.
What's your guys' thoughts on pineapple on pizza?
Yeah, I don't mind it, eh? Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Personally.
Tastes kind of nice.
I'm with Xander. I don't really care. It still tastes good though. So yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my main one of the main pizzas I would go for, I guess.
Yeah, garlic and cheese.
Oh, garlic and cheese is pretty nice. But yeah, Hawaiian on pizza, one of the ones on top.
It's not as bad as people make it out to be. Like, it's just fucking oh shit. It's war. We gotta restart.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh okay. Bleep! we're back from interruptions, but yeah, it's not that bad, eh? I don't get why people make a big fuss over it.
Yeah, they just make, yeah. Anything else, Vince?
Nah, that's it.
Vince, join Bleep.
What's your guys' thoughts on Moro, deep fried Moro bars?
It's actually good. It's like really gooey in the inside and the outside is just like crisp. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's nice, like, you know, it's nice and sweet, but it's like, eating a chip, like deep fried chip, you know, but like chocolate and caramel and stuff in the middle.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I've never had one.
Oh, yeah, I got one from Grasshopper, pretty good.
I recommend it to you, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it tastes really nice.
Good feedback.
They're nice as.
I've never been like, oh yeah, I want a deep fried more bar.
They're like $3 at Grasshopper.
Scum.
Yeah, you can get my bar for $1,
I've done some more research, guys, and people like to dip potato chips into hot chocolate, like melted chocolate. What's your guys' thoughts?
Bast.
Personally, I haven't tried it, but looking at it, I reckon it's pretty good. Looks good.
That's why. Yeah, it sounds sort of odd, but like, yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, I guess it would work because it's kind of like sweet and then it's like savoury, I guess. And there's a bunch of things that are normally sweet and savoury. Yeah. Like at like bakery. I don't know if I would try it though. Like, maybe if it was there.
It does sound sort of bust.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would be more like an American thing that they would try, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably common for that.
Yeah, just there. Bit overweight.
Yeah. So we're going to be discussing honey on pizza. What are your guys' opinions?
I don't actually know. Like, I like pizza and I like honey, but I don't know if I would put them both together. I don't think it's like.
No, it would be sort of weird. Like, it's like honey's like something you put on your bread, but like I guess. Pizza is sort of bread, though.
Yeah. I guess it would be alright. I would try it.
It wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yeah.
It would just give away, like, a sweet taste to the pizza.
Yeah.
Add, like, a lot of honey into it.
Yeah. I guess it's just, like, another way of, like, pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Because the pineapple gives it that sweet taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would probably try it.
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Yeah. New Xander, would you try it?
Yeah.
Probably.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
What's your guys' thoughts and opinions on putting popcorn in tomato sauce or like putting tomato sauce on popcorn?
Is that seriously a thing?
Honestly, I reckon it's rank.
I know, they're like eating dog food.
Honestly. Why would you put tomato sauce with popcorn? That's just weird.
Yeah, I would not be keen.
Yeah. Nah, not even.
I don't think I would even
try. Go like soggy and stuff. Yeah, the popcorn would be all soggy in your mouth.
Yeah, it would be like, it would be liquidy. Once you chill it up.
You know like when you like first open the sauce bottle sometimes, it's like watery sauce?
Yeah.
Like, you just like spraying that one. Popcorn. It'd be all damp and moist.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever try that. That's not something.
Oh my gosh, get off the phone!
Yeah.
That sounds nuts.
Yeah. Is that a wrap?
Yeah, I think that's a wrap. Thanks, guys, for listening to our podcast.
That's a wrap. Thank you very much.
And see you later.